Divine grace, watch, enables a true believer to abhor that which is ungodly. A true believer cannot freely indulge in evil. While he can sin, he cannot sin freely and habitually with joy. Why is that? Because if he's saved, grace is still tutoring him, mentoring him, disciplining him. It is still exerting its influence upon his life. Walked one morning into a McDonald's to eat breakfast with Brother Paul. I walk up to the counter. I didn't know Paul very well at the time. But I'll never forget this. As we came into the counter and placed our order, the waitress, she put the tray down, and then she put a placemat or a tray mat on it. And I caught a glance of it. It was a female dance team that was very immodestly clad. And Paul saw it at a glance, and he picked it up and he turned it face down. As I noticed Paul's walk, I noticed that was consistent. It reflected discipline, that he was doing anything he could in the way of discretion, in the way of prudence, to make sure that nothing was left unchecked that would cause him to stumble. Yet so many professors, they watch the internet. They play with vipers on the internet. They watch things on television that are unbecoming to holiness. And they wonder why God is not a reality. The desire to pursue godliness, friend, is found in grace's power to enable the true believer to shun evil. But this is important. Now listen carefully. What enhances this, though, the influence of it to live for righteousness, is when we take the initiative in faith to discipline ourselves to godliness. Once again, grace is resident. But what we do, we seem to enhance the effect, the dynamic, the influence of grace on our life when we, by faith, exercise ourselves to godliness.
These excerpts were taken from Don Curran's full sermon, The Discipline of Grace, that is on Titus 2:11-13, in which he speaks of how the grace that saves is a grace that sustains and motivates the believer and teaches them to be godly in this present world. This message can be found on albionus.com.